Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the command to safeguard the faraz salahs, the obligatory salahs, and the severest prohibition and warning against abandoning them. As we're explaining these faraz salahs that we have, these five times daily salah that we have, very, very important position it holds in Islam. Yesterday's hadith we did that Islam is based on five pillars, and one of these pillars are establishing salah, not just performing salah, but establishing salah. So here we realize that this something that is a pillar forms a very important part of the structure. So the salah is, this faraz salah that we read, is a very important structure of our deen. It's not something that could be just done away with. If a pillar that is important to be there in a structure, if that pillar is not there, the whole structure is weakened. So in other words, the whole deen becomes weakened when a person is not performing his salah. So today's hadith, an Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, umirtu an uqatila an-nas hatta yashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadar Rasulullah wa yuqimu as-salat wa yu'tu az-zakat فَإِذَا فَعَلُوا ذَلِكَ عَصَمُوا مِنِّي دِمَاءَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ إِلَّا بِحَقِّ الْإِسْلَامِ وَحِسَابُهُمْ عَلَى اللَّهِ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I have been commanded to fight the people until they testify that there is none worthy of worship except Allah, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. Then next thing he says is that they establish salah and they pay the zakat. So they do three things. One is they take the shahada. So they testify. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that I've been commanded to fight the people unless they do these three things. What three things? The first thing in this hadith mentioned that I have been commanded to fight the people until they testify. They take the shahada. None, there is none worthy of worship except Allah, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. Number two is they establish salah. So here it also shows us how important it is to establish salah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been commanded to fight the people unless they do this. So point number two is establish salah, and point number three is they give zakah, they pay the zakah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes on to say that when they do that, when they do these three things, they will have protected their lives and their wealth from me, except if justified by a right of Islam. Except if there's some right of Islam that allows me now to take their life. Otherwise they would have protected their lives, they would have protected their wealth from me, except if justified by Islam, some right of Islam. Here what is meant? If a person, for example, commits murder, deliberately commits murder, now the right of Islam is that person's life gets taken away. And sometimes people may refer to it as cruel. Somebody steals and he's now in the court, he's guilty of stealing, the verdict is given, his hand gets cut off. People may look at it as cruel, but actually that is the most kindest thing you can do to a whole society. If a murderer, his life is taken away, murder will stop in that community. If a thief, his hand is cut off, and this is public, made public knowledge, like how Islam wants us to do it, that it must be made public that the person's hand is getting cut off, person is getting killed for his action, then what happens? The whole community becomes safe. Everyone in that community now lives happy. Everyone can live peacefully. Otherwise, everyone else lives like prisoners in a community, and the thieves walk around, the criminals walk around free, like what we can see in our community. People are frightened, people are scared, but the criminals are free to do what they want. But in the state of Islam, what happens is the criminal is the one that is publicly punished. Everyone is scared and wary. I mustn't commit a crime. And so the little bit that we can see of this Islamic practice that is in some Muslim countries, we can see the peace that they enjoy. And that is still very little from what Islam should be practiced and implemented. Imagine if the whole of Islam is implemented, what peace, what sukoon, what serenity there'll be for the woman, for the men, for the children. What justice there'll be, because justice is in Islam. So anyway, this is what is meant by this part of this hadith, is that they would have protected their lives and wealth from me, except if justified by a right of Islam. And the next part of the hadith, and their accountability is left to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَحِسَابُهُمْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Their accountability for whatever actions they do after that now, that is left to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These three things outwardly they did. They took the shahada, they read salah, they paid the zakat. So now they have protected their lives, they have protected their wealth. After that, now whatever they do, their hisab, their accountability is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. What we can see from these ahadith that we are doing, we'll do it slowly, but we can see the importance of performing salah. It should never ever be such that salah is left out. A person just becomes lazy and he leaves out salah. Yesterday we explained, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi says that the person out of laziness, he just leaves out his faraz salah. It's not that there's some genuine excuse, but out of laziness he leaves it out. That person can be killed in Shariat. His life can be taken away. And this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining that I've been commanded to fight those people that don't do this. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah, he said, that person who doesn't read his salah out of laziness, he just leaves it out, that person's life can be taken away. So here it shows us that it's not a small thing. It's a very, very big thing, and it should be something that's always kept in our mind as something big, and we don't overlook it, especially when a person is traveling. Many times you find a person is on an aeroplane, time of namaz comes, half the people are not even interested. Sometimes they are going for Hajj, sometimes they are coming back from Hajj, it's Umrah, wherever they are going. But namaz time and it's Fajr in the plane, most of the people are sleeping and namaz is gone. So now here we can see it's such a serious thing. Sometimes we are going for a nafil action, but we are leaving out a serious farz like this. Does it make sense? May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.